Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. We share quick tips, things you can do right now, and then we add a little bit of chaos at the end of every episode. We also keep it short, like this intro. Let's check it out. We are back for Do This, Not That podcast, and I have like an incredible human being guest here. Who's here? Chase Diamond. Now, if you're on social media, which is the entire planet, you know Chase. Why do you know Chase? Because the guy across all of his company pages, just on LinkedIn alone, has over 3 million followers. On his personal page, he has over 400,000. Shopify named him the number one e-commerce influencer on the planet, okay? The dude is a big deal. And let me tell you a little story about Chase before I even have him start talking. He doesn't know I'm going to say this. But years ago, okay, coming right out of COVID, I was like, crap, I need to grow on LinkedIn. I have no followers, like zero. And I'm on LinkedIn and I see this dude, this random guy, Chase Diamond, okay, which is D-I-M-O-N-D, okay? And he had, at that time, like 20,000 followers. I'm like, wow, that's a lot. Out of nowhere, I hit up Chase. I sent him a note. He doesn't know me from a hole in the wall. I said, hey, Chase, I'm a rando. Will you take a call with me? I just want to know how you're doing it. How are you growing on social? And the guy took a call with me. He told me all the stuff that he was doing. He was super transparent for no reason whatsoever and helped me out a ton. And since then, he's just been the guy I turn to for all things for social media growth. He's crushing it now. So Chase, thank you and welcome to the show.
Dude, thanks for having me. Can I bring you everywhere? I love the hype. I want to bring you with me everywhere.
Dude, but it's so real because you know what? You didn't have to take that call. And it just speaks to kind of the guy that you are. And just so you all know, before Chase came on, I said, Chase, what do you want me to promote? What do you want me to hype up on the episode? And he goes, no, man, it's cool. Let's just talk. I don't need to do all that. And I'm like, who is this guy? I get on a show. I'm like, I want to promote this. I want to sell that. You're like so chill. I love it. It's the best. Is that like your go-to-market just to be a good dude?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really need much. I've got everything I need and more, and I just like connecting with good people. So, you know, you gave me a good vibe and I'm happy to be here and hopefully going to be able to add a lot of value.
All right. Listen, when everyone listens to the podcast, all they do is go down people's, you know, the history, how did they start, all this stuff. And I'm telling you, you should go read Chase's history. It's inspirational. It's just great. But I don't want to waste the limited time that we have with Chase. I want to get right into it. So you, first of all, you're known as an email expert, but you're really, to me, the ultimate social media expert, especially on things like LinkedIn, Threads, all of it. Let's dig into it. Is it too late to really grow on social significantly? Can you grow a following on LinkedIn? How do you do it? Because you're doing things differently than everybody else.
No, I don't think it's too late. I know everyone likes to say that, but for example, I've been working with my wife over the past 12 months and she's gone from basically no personal brand. She's got no following anywhere and, you know, hasn't done anything notable or outstanding. Don't tell her that. I mean, obviously she's great. She's done a lot of cool stuff, but you know what I mean, right? She's not like the guests you normally have on like the Gary V's of the world.
Right.
And she's gone from basically zero to north of 70,000 followers in about 12 months. And she's doing, you know, in the ballpark of about 2 to 4-ish million impressions a month. So by all means, I think it's very doable. I think it's really about now, especially in the age of AI. By the way, I use AI. Everyone should be using AI. But I think in the AI age, it's about having some kind of personality, a stance. So for me, I just like to be helpful. I don't like to promote stuff. You know, you asked me that before. I don't really ever promote any of my businesses. No one really knows what I actually even do. I just like to share great content online. So I think if you come from that mentality of wanting to add value, but also having a stance that's interesting. And the more cool stuff you do online and offline, the better, right? The more interesting and rich experience you have, the better. So there's no substitute for great content. And it's also like, what does that look like? So on LinkedIn, my two personal best formats are image plus text and carousels. I think carousels used to be like the best and easiest way to grow. They kind of fell off the ledge for whatever reason, maybe during like the huge video kind of boom. And now they're back, like carousels are just doing great. And I know they're a lot of work, but the beauty of that is you can repurpose the heck out of those. They make for really great, you know, Instagram posts. And that same kind of content could work for a Twitter thread. If you basically take that content, you could work it for a newsletter. So my whole thing is because we're all so time poor, we're also time limited, is creating one really good piece of content for newsletter that's typically long form. And then how do you make that into digestible, interesting, shareable assets on social?
So, all right, there's something that you do. First off, the secret sauce that I got out of that is you should marry Chase, and then you can have a huge following. You go from zero to 70,000 in 1 year, but that's taken. So now we need to dig into the how. So something that you do that always I'm like, I don't know if I could do it, is you actually post a lot.
Yes. Right. You post a lot. I'm like, I don't know if I have it in me to post that much. Talk to me about, first, we'll get into the company pages in a second, but on the Chase Diamond page, which has 400,000 LinkedIn followers, and you've grown that massively in a shorter period of time. Like, what do you feel about frequency or reposting or whatever?
Yeah, it's changed over the years as the algorithm changed. So really the story that I have is August of 2022, I had about 27,000 followers, wasn't super active. I needed LinkedIn to work for me because Twitter was about to be acquired by Elon and I was super dependent on Twitter, I guess now called X. So I started posting three times a day, every single day for like the first 12 to 18 months. And it didn't matter how often I posted, every post would just hit. There was no real thing around like, well, why are you posting so much? It was like just quality and quantity was the name of the game. And then I felt like throughout kind of the recent years, LinkedIn made a shift where like, you know, the second post could potentially cannibalize the first post. So a lot of people cut back. A lot of the big influencers started going from maybe doing more, maybe they only ever did once, but they were just doing one time a day. And then I feel like there's kind of been this recent surge where, you know, if you do post in long enough gaps, you know, far enough apart gaps, it doesn't really matter like how often you post. So I try to post 2-3 times a day, typically early morning kind of PST. So I typically do like a, let's call it like a 5 a.m. PST type post. Depending on how that post performs, if it's doing really, really well, maybe in that given day, I'll wait on that post that I normally do in PST afternoon, typically around like 2-3 o'clock PST. I might hold on that post, let the morning post run a little bit, and then I'll do an evening post. So I kind of post once, and then I have potentially another 1-2 posts queued up that can go live depending on how that first post performs. If the post does underwhelming, I'll then for sure post a second time around that 2 or 3 o'clock. And then depending on how that post does, I might post again once I put my kids to bed around, let's call it 8-9 p.m. PST.
So, okay, that's super helpful. So now I'm curious about something because you're out there in West Coast. So 5 a.m., whatever. Everyone always talks about the first hour on LinkedIn of engagement. You better reply to comments. You better jump in there, whatever. Do you think that matters? I mean, you're probably sleeping when these things post.
Yeah. So in the morning post, I am sleeping. I have a team member that does that post for me. She specifically, because she's overseas, she specifically does that post for me. And then the other two posts in the day, she's typically sleeping and I'm doing those posts myself. And at that point, because I've then been online, you know, in a normal time PST, I have done some of the engagement. But oftentimes, like we are, you know, just engaging, kind of seeing what's on the feed, kind of she's checking the news and kind of just using my account to help me kind of respond to things. So there is a little bit of that engagement. And what I think is the most important is engaging with the replies and the comments on your own post within the first hour. You know, I think it's great to warm up the algorithm and comment and engage on other people's stuff. But I think it's especially important to, you know, like and comment and respond to people that have taken the time out of their day to leave something of value on your own post.
100%. All right. So let's get into what I think that you're really doing that most people are not doing, and I think they're sleeping on it, which is company pages. I even think the word company pages is stupid. What you've really done on LinkedIn is you've created what are company pages, but they're on topics, you know, marketer tips or AI tips or whatever, these kind of generic phrases that really resonate with people. And you've turned them into these juggernauts that then fuel your individual personal page. I mean, what is the playbook there?
Yeah. So the playbook initially was, can I figure out LinkedIn A myself as a personal account? And once I started doing that and started growing, I think around the time that I had maybe like 100-150,000 followers or so, I started my very first page. And you're right, they're technically on LinkedIn a company page. I refer to them as a theme page. So they're topical pages around, I've got everything from marketing to sales to business to email marketing to AI to, you know, you name it, something around a business, sales, marketing, copywriting type audience I have. So we have at this point now about 24 accounts. A few of them are personal. The rest are these theme pages that have about 3.2 million followers. So the first account I ever started was this one called Marketing Tips or Marketer Tips, I guess is a specific name. It actually has now more followers than me. And I was the one that grew it, right? Like I use my account and kind of some of the tactics I did to grow that one that has like 450,000-460,000 followers. And basically what we're doing is we're doing a couple things. We're we're exceptional curators of content. We're taking already viral content on the web and just repurposing it and giving people the credit for it, right? So what we basically do for LinkedIn is we're looking for content on LinkedIn. We're looking for content on Twitter for LinkedIn. We're looking on content on Reddit for LinkedIn, right? So we're basically taking content that is already done well on platform, on LinkedIn, as well as content that has done well off platform that maybe could be relevant, bite size, and interesting for LinkedIn, right? There's so much great gold and information within Reddit, right? You see LLMs looking at Reddit for their whole SEO. Reddit, I feel like, is so early to the conversation, and Reddit's like this really foreign thing that we're just studying what does well there. And then also Twitter or X, things move really quickly there. You'll know pretty quickly if something is viral or not over there. So we use it also too as like a testing ground. Does something pop over here? Not always does content on X or Twitter translate to LinkedIn, but the way in which we're looking at content, the way in which we study it, more often than not, it does. So the same playbook applies to all the other pages that we run, AI type stuff. We're looking at the types of things that are already popular. We are curating content, giving people credit. That's one. Two is because we've been doing some of these pages and we have so much history, we're A, just basically looking at my own posts. What are the most viral posts I've ever posted on social media on marketing? Great. Those go on marketer tips. What's the most viral copywriting pages posts I've ever made? That goes on our copywriting page, right? So we're basically looking at others, mine, and then the third bucket is we're kind of creating based off of like, oh, this meme did really, really well. What are the seven other memes that are more like this that we can do? So it's just like trying to find things that work and then trying to create so many different types of things for those. And also there, it's a volume game. We're posting on every single page 2 times a day.
You see, it's such a great playbook, and I think people are sleeping on it. And let's say you're out there and, you know, you don't have a huge following, you're 500 people, whatever it is, I can't do this. I don't know, 400,000, 500,000, whatever industry you're in, you're in the construction industry, set up these theme pages or these company pages. It costs you no money. It takes 5 seconds. Go out there and see what's resonating. You start posting it, and then you can use that page to add fuel to your personal page. I mean, you don't have to be a monster to do this, right? Like, how long does it take to set up a company page to do what you're doing?
The setup itself is minutes, right? It's basically you need a logo, some kind of profile or banner image, and then you need a couple of key details. So the setup is minutes. And then the researching of the content, you know, that takes a little bit longer, but like I live on social media. My team lives on social media. We're always just bookmarking things that like came onto our feed and are viral. So a lot of the work is just already done in our day-to-day practice.
It's so true. And, you know, it's funny about what you all are doing because I do the same thing on mine. And what I look for is stuff that, like, let's say an X has over like 100,000 likes or whatever. And half the time, let's say it's something funny. Let's say I'm going to post humor. I don't even know if I find it funny, but I'm like, I guess everybody else does.
Yeah.
And I'm like, screw it. I know it's going to rip. I only want stuff that's going to rip. I don't care if it's like, I personally think it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. It's just weird.
Yeah. There's some memes that my team's created where I'm like, I don't know if I'm getting old or I just don't understand it. And they're like, no, like, it makes sense. I'm like, all right, well, let's see if it makes sense or not. We post them like, oh my gosh, like I didn't get it. They got it. Thankfully, they're younger and they're with it and it works. So you just never know. And it's just a game of repetition. And I think the same playbook I'm talking about on LinkedIn can work on most platforms. I know for sure it works on Threads, right? The platform owned by Meta. I started kind of taking Threads seriously about 6 to 12 months ago. I now have 4 accounts there, my personal account plus these three pages. One's an email page, one's a general marketing page, and then one's a copywriting page. I mean, we've grown to something like, I don't know, 150 or 250,000 followers doing about 5 to 7-ish million impressions a month there. By the way, the LinkedIn theme network has the 3.2 million followers. We're probably doing, I'd have to find the exact number, something north of like 20 or 30 million impressions a month. And my background, as you mentioned initially, is an email guy. So the way in which I see this is like, how do I use social media for strong top of funnel? So how do I get eyeballs, impressions, views, followers, those types of things, to then be able to funnel to my email newsletter, to then be able to funnel to virtual webinars or virtual summits. Right? I know that's a lot of your game too. You're doing the whole virtual event type thing. For example, the other day I'd done like a simple LinkedIn post for an event I'm speaking at in October. By the way, I don't even know what I'm going to speak on. I don't know what's happening in October. I don't even remember what I had for breakfast. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. I did a post and there was like 300 or 400 people that responded and had signed up, right? And again, like that was just one simple quick post for something that's not even top of mind for people. A lot of the times, the last few days of the event, like that same post could have done maybe double, 500 or 600 signups, right? And think about if you go do now 24 posts across the 24 accounts and each one does anywhere from, let's call it 10 to 400 signups, now you have thousands of people that are specifically focused and interested. and which are going to attend your virtual summit. You have their email. You have oftentimes information about them. They're filling out their job titles, what they're interested in, right? So using social and doing this is so important to drive that first party, zero party day that you can then have on your email and SMS list, which I'm obviously preaching to the choir with you. You know how important that is.
Dude, I totally agree. And you know, you bring up Threads. Let's just talk about that for a second, because I think people, I know they're sleeping on it. It now has 400 million monthly active users. And I saw a stat this week that literally almost fell over. It said less than 50% of those 400 million people they have a different account on Instagram, meaning it's not just the Instagram people that are on Threads, which is, I thought everybody was basically just taking their Instagram account and running a Threads account because they were like married together, because that's how Meta kicked it off. But now it's really its own platform. So are you finding, like, because you're doubling down on Threads, you have this, you're growing your following, you're doing whatever, are you getting people to actually interact with your content there and then actually go in your funnel, get on your email list? Is it a real functional network that we should all be involved with?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's early. I have a link in my bio. I don't actually have any attribution set up, or I haven't ever run this segment to see how many have been there. I mean, we're doing, you know, millions of impressions a month and we're growing. So I would be surprised if people, you know, to some degree weren't clicking. I imagine we're driving maybe hundreds, maybe low thousands of subs potentially a month. I don't have this specific number. But at the end of the day, like, my focus there is, like, it's just a testing ground. To your point, it's growing so fast. Like, at one point, like, they're adding like a million plus users a day. They're investing a lot into it. They recently started rolling out DMs. That's like one of the newest feature. So I feel like now, like, once DMs kind of are there, right, they're going to probably be rolling out ads if they haven't already. If they start adding stories, now it's basically like, I am taking advantage of Threads being early, where I was later to Instagram. I wish I went harder on Instagram sooner. And I think that's the takeaway for everything. Yeah. You know, wishing you had started sooner and done it better. So my whole thing right now is, like, I'm more focused on Threads because it's a newer platform, because I don't need to monetize it, on just getting mass amount of views and eyeballs and following. And then as it becomes more mature and as, you know, story views and ads, you know, mass DMs or whatever, then I'll think about monetizing. But it's probably contributing, you know, a little bit to the current newsletter strategy, I'd say.
I love it, because now is the time to get on Threads and to do all that. I mean, other platforms, I thought Blue Sky's like dying a quick death, and yep, you know, Clubhouse died. I mean, there's, you know, you have to pick the right platform. But if anything that Meta's doing is going to exist, I mean, that's really the secret sauce, right? Like, if Meta's involved, it's going to get to a billion users. And by the time it does, you're going to be a beast there, and then you'll figure out what to do with it. I guess that's the play.
Yeah, and everything too, from like securing the right handles, like, even if you could just get on platforms early to secure handles, like, I should have done this myself. Like, could you imagine if I got just Chase at everything? Chase Bank's going to come knocking my door, and I'm going to make seven figures from just having my own name, right?
Right.
Just
right.
Capitalizing on that real estate. Like, think about, like, I think Instagram's probably the most prevalent, where, like, I've seen friends buy and sell just handles themselves, irrespective of the actual audience and traffic, for 5-6 figures. I don't know if there's been any seven, but I know friends that have made 10, 50, 250 grand just selling, you know, few, it's like .com domains. It's like just selling those to big brands because you were early. Like, you could make a lot of money, and obviously it's harder now.
Right. Yeah. No, I love it. I love your whole playbook. So listen, everybody out there, I want you to find Chase. First of all, on LinkedIn, it's Chase, and then it's Diamond, D-I-M-O-N-D on LinkedIn. I am telling you, he's not only a great follow, but you got to hit him up and ask him how the hell you can work with him, because he's done a lot for my business in a lot of different ways. He's an excellent, great dude. Chase, how else should people find you and get connected with you? What should they do?
Yeah, on most platforms, Chase, No A and Diamond. Just reach out to me. I could share my email an hour in the future. It's just chase@chasediamond.com. Again, No A and Diamond. And then I guess the last thing I want to leave, because this actually went by really quick, I want to make sure I'm adding enough value. I think, like, the biggest thing that I would recommend to people is, like, find three different groups of creators on any platform that you want to dominate. Let's talk about LinkedIn just for there. So say you're starting out, like, what are other people starting out posting, right? That's one place to look. It may or may not be helpful, because a lot of people are just kind of trying to get in the reps. The next level up is try to find, like, the micro influencers. Don't look at me just yet. Don't look at Jay just yet. Look at people that maybe have, let's call it, 3 to 10,000 followers. You know, what are they posting? What's working? Like, go through the last 4 weeks of their post and try to pick out the posts that are kind of more viral than other, kind of the outliers. And then go look at kind of more of the polished people like myself and Jay that have been doing this for a few years, or whoever is the respective person in your space and look at like what's working for them. You know, the reason I say don't look at us first is because we have so many followers, things will probably go viral in a different way. Although if you look at my stuff, like there's huge variances. Some of my stuff gets 150 likes. Some of my stuff gets 20,000 likes, right? Yeah. So there is some variance there. And LinkedIn is so hot and cold. Every single day on LinkedIn, I don't know what ride I'm getting on. You know, it's really the highs and the lows. And across, yeah. you know, the 24 accounts we have, in a given week, we go from like the record-breaking week, we had 5 million impressions on a given account, to like the next week, we're like a million. We're like, oh man, we were on top of the world last week. And, oh, man, we suck. Do we know what we're doing? So right. just study different types of content and figure out like what works. And then, you know, think about your own style and find ways to not copy, but find ways to make it your own. I think that's like the biggest thing I was doing is like when I first got into LinkedIn, I started reverse engineering what the big people and the medium people were doing. And I started figuring out, okay, like this makes sense. You know, they're posting a lot of content. They're posting really good content. And it seems like they're getting their friends to engage with their post early on. Like those were the three things. And like, those are the three things that still work today. It's like, you have to post really good content. You have to post consistently good content and be very consistent. I think a lot of people miss out on that part. And then lastly is you have to get people to engage, friends, family, coworkers, maybe a few peers. I know people are like, oh, it's an engagement pod and weird. And that's like, you asking two or three other creators that are your friend to support you and support them, like, screw it. If people are going to get mad about that being an engagement bot, it's like, right. They have no business telling you that. You need to find people that you can support and people that can support you and people that you can come up with. It's the best way for you to A, stay accountable, and B, get a little bit of action on your content other than like your mom or your grandma posting, if they're even on LinkedIn, right? So I think that's kind of what I want to leave with. It's just like, those are the three things: content, consistency, and finding like your tribe of people to just engage with you early in the post life.
Dude, that is so valuable. It's so many good takeaways, and it's true. That is what you need. And I love the fact that you call out, yeah, let people help you out and then help them. We're all in it together. This has been fantastic. Chase, you're a legend. Everybody consume all this stuff. Follow him everywhere. Hit him up. Do work with him. You're the best. Thanks, Chase. Appreciate you being here, man.
Thanks for having me.
You did it. You made it to the end. But wait, the party is not over. Listen, I want to keep hanging out. Subscribe to this podcast. And if it wasn't the worst podcast you've ever listened to, give it a 5-star review. Why not? But you know what? I want to do even more with you. Go to gurumediahub.com and we can partner there. You can find out about all of our free events, all of our stuff. And if you're epically bored, go to jschwedelson.com and we could stay connected. You could find my newsletter and everything else I got going on. Thanks for being here and hope you subscribe.